USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. Steady progress is how the White House describes talks on raising the debt ceiling and how Speaker Kevin McCarthy's feeling good about it.
Where we were a week ago and where we are today is a much better place because we've got the right people in the room discussing it in a very professional manner with all the knowledge and all the background from all the different leaders of what they want.
And from the traveling White House,
President Biden has been updated on negotiations between his administration and lawmakers regarding the potential government default during his G7 visit to Japan. This comes after House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said earlier Thursday that he could see the path to an agreement. Congress needs to raise the limit to avoid the default as soon as June 1st, and Republicans are looking for spending cuts in exchange for their votes to increase the nation's borrowing limit. I'm Skip Kelly.
But the House Freedom Caucus wants to stop debt ceiling talks until the Senate passes the House bill that links the debt ceiling to budget cuts. Meanwhile, at the summit, the leaders have approved a new package of sanctions and export controls against Russia over the war in Ukraine. And there's word another leader is coming to the summit, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. He'll arrive Sunday after a stop in Saudi Arabia. Texas is looking west for destinations for busloads of migrants, and Denver Mayor Michael Hancock is not happy.
Buffoonery is what it is, and it's really a very insensitive, a disingenuous act from someone who claims to be a servant of the people, and he really isn't.
Hancock referring to Texas Governor Greg Abbott. A bus carrying 41 asylum seekers arrived in Denver yesterday. Abbott says he's doing it because Texas border towns are overrun with migrants. It's ChatGPT, the app. OpenAI's released its iPhone version of its comprehensive artificial intelligence program, the Android versions to come. ChatGPT is the best-known AI, capable of answering questions in near real time in complete sentences. This is USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If Tiger Woods' former girlfriend Erica Herman wants more from Woods, it will be through private arbitration. A Florida judge has ruled the couple's non-disclosure agreement is valid in mandating a private arbitration. Herman's accused Woods of sexual assault during their time together. A big honor for one of Hollywood's biggest stars. Harrison Ford received a standing ovation at the Cannes Film Festival for his time playing Indiana Jones. But the new film in the franchise got a lukewarm reception. You'll get to find out for yourself at the end of June when Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny opens in the USA. If you're a fan of Pappy Van Winkle and other rare expensive whiskeys, you know it's not so much the price but the availability that is the big challenge. In Oregon, the state's liquor commission has now come up with new rules on how its own employees can buy the good stuff. The Oregon Liquor and Cannabis Commission made news over employees scoring rare liquors at cost before they could make it to store shelves. It's a big weekend for NASCAR fans as an old track comes back to life. The historic North Wilkesboro Speedway in North Carolina will host the NASCAR Cup All-Star Race this weekend. Track's been closed since 1996, but has undergone a $22 million renovation spearheaded by Dale Earnhardt Jr. It's a small track, small capacity. Just 25,000 will get to see the race in person on Sunday night. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Get your vehicle ready for spring during Clean Car Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Pro X1 exterior cleaning and detailing products provide professional results and show quality shine for your vehicle. Right now, pick up Pro X1 Snow Foam Car Wash 2 for just $15. See store for details. Pro X1 exclusively at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.